at W-Mobile.
Something to Simpsonville, a tool that we rented a couple of weeks ago, and I went down there and I left about, I don't know, left work about 7:30 last week, and it's like, oh man, the traffic was unbelievable. So I was already down there by 7:30 and on my way back, so made it to Simpsonville and back by 8:15. Southbound lane, and it's like it just reminded me of living in Atlanta.
We'll do it. Shoot, I work with people that live in Greenville and Gray Court and all kinds of stuff, and like when they leave work, they'll be backed up and everything else. I don't know how they did it every day.
Not bad. If you lived up north for years and then moved down here, it's considered not bad, but it's, I just wish they could back up and see what the heck they caused.
So the downside of like when they 85 gets backed up and stuff, it's usually not for any reason. And you'll never find out why everybody stopped.
If there was no reason for it to be stopped, it wasn't like there was a wreck. It just people waiting to the last second to get over, or not letting somebody in, or not being at speed when you get onto the interstate, or mostly it's the people that are following too close, and then one person touches their brakes, and by the time it gets all the way to the back, you're stopped.
I'm about right.
9:40 when we were coming back on Sunday, we were almost to Asheville, and all of a sudden it just died, and it was just ridiculous, and it was for no reason at all. And then they got police officers sitting on the side with the blue lights running. And then everybody, you know, I guess you can't pass him in that lane next to him, and so everybody has to get over and just cause a big backup, and he was just sitting there with his lights on.
That's usually why I try my best to avoid those kind of areas.
Jump on 276 and go down down towards Patrick over in Brevard, but the problem was where I got on I-40, I was one exit below the 276 exit. Riding up in the mountains on Sunday?
Going yesterday, probably not. What's this weekend?
A place called Max Patch. It's up there on the Tennessee-North Carolina line. And then rode a bunch of the gravel roads, but the gravel roads up there were definitely doable with the car.
Gravel roads you've been talking about?
Get off of I-40 at exit 7, you get down the bottom of the ramp, and then when you take a right, it immediately turns to a gravel road.
Did you go camping or are you just riding?
And around, there was actually several free camp spots down through there. There were actually, one of them had, somebody had their pop-up camper down in there. And that, so it was pretty good. Saw my first grouse. And then, we just went riding up through there. There was a lot of really pretty views.
You got some good weather. It's Sunday, right?
About 10 o'clock, and I stopped at that rest area right before the exit. And then got out, and it's like, man, it was windy and cold and overcast. And it was like, man, it looked like it was going to be a messed up day. But as soon as we got onto the little trail and that, it started clearing up, sun started coming out. It turned out to be a really nice day. We took the road all the way up to Del Rio, Tennessee, and then cut across to Hot Springs, North Carolina, and then came down 209 back to the interstate. up there called Round Mountain Campground, and it looks like it's you know, it's a state campground, but you just put your, you know, pick your camp spot and put your money in the little thing at the gate. It's like $7 a day or whatever, but you can't take a trailer. There ain't enough room, but you can definitely take a tent. Down there in that one little hole down there, just I get a lot of static.
I'm going on a repeater, but did those campsites, are they just fully primitive campsites? No water, anything?
Water, the only thing there is a restroom.
The restroom is just a hole in the ground.
This patch is it's just a 350-acre field that the settlers cleared back in the 1800s, so on top of the mountain, so the cows would have a place to graze, and so it's got wildflowers and that, but the Appalachian Trail crosses over it, and that, but it's the elevation's 4,600 feet.
I don't think I could ever talk my wife into going camping like that. Do primitive like at the campground, cage goes, but I don't think she just won't go right off the road and camp.
People camping there when we went by, and it was for most of the trip, there was a nice little stream right running right beside it, and there was a fishing pond up there. They had trout in it, and it was a really nice, enjoyable trip, and they got to see a lot of old-time cabins and things up there on top of the hill, and it was really surprising. We were way back this gravel road, and then all of a sudden there was mailboxes.
Mailboxes, so other people lived off of it, is that what you're saying? KO4CF, right.
FW, yeah, just, you know, we were several miles down that road, and it's like all of a sudden, bam, there's a mailbox, and that, it's like, so mailman delivered up there, you'd be doing good if you hit 20 mailboxes an hour up there.
Think about it, being that far out, just living down gravel roads.
That they had, that gravel road was pristine. It wasn't messed up at all.
I figured be washing away some of it.
One gravel road you can get on, and when I looked it up on Gravel Map, it definitely said don't go down there if you didn't want to, you know, if you didn't have a lifted four-wheel drive, so we didn't even attempt that one. Actually, a lot of trails up through there that, you know, the trailheads crisscross and join up with the Appalachian Trail and everything up through there, so it's, when we got up there to Max Patches, there was a good bit of people up there.
People doing camping and stuff like that nowadays.
Hiking up there to get up on the Max Patch to see the leaves, the foliage. I guess we were about a week or so early. I mean, leaves were falling. There was a little bit of color, but nothing like I would have thought it, you know, 4,000 feet elevation.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting up in the mountains for leaves fully changed.
A nice little ride. And have you ever been up, done the Mount Mitchell?
It's been a few years since I've been up there on the, not the observatory, but they got isn't that where they got the platform?
There, it says it's like a four-hour hike.
I don't know, so I drove a car, I'm pretty sure it was Mount Mitchell where you can get up, and they got a little platform you can get out and see up the mountains, but I can't remember off the top of my head now.
The website says it's a 6 mile, 4.5 hour, one way, strenuous hike, and then it's 3.5 coming back. It's like, man, I better practice up before I do that.
Shoot, we're going to Kings Mountain, well, not this weekend, next weekend with the Boy Scouts. I get to do a nice 5 mile hike. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I hear you. I went on that 6 mile with the dog. It was up and down, and that got in the truck when I got back to the house. It's like I couldn't move.
Sleep good that night. Have you heard anything from Ed lately? How's he doing?
From him, I know he got out of the hospital back on Thursday, and he talked like he would be on the radio, but I haven't heard him in that. I think Andrew's talked to him. Patrick's talked to him one time on the telephone, but I just can't catch him when he's up to, you know, be able to talk to him.
KO4 HKX.
Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Andrew. Last Thursday morning, or during the day, when he was on his way home from the hospital, he said he was going to try to get on this week, but if he could get his strength up, so I'm waiting to hear from him.
And radio soon.
Good, just plugging along, trying to mind my own business and keep my head down and keep at it. How about you, Andrew?
Do that, but not very successful. Work has been a lot of fun here in the last couple weeks. It's getting old.
It might be time for a switch.
Days where I think about that. I don't know. I mean, I love what I do, but, man, it does. It wears me out here and there. But these last couple weeks have been a bear.
Deal's been there, right?
Get plenty of that on day shift, so that makes it fun on top of it. But everybody wants something, got no time to do anything else. That's the way it goes, I guess. It'll be a better day.
It'll be over before we know it, hopefully. But yeah, people are always wanting, even with what I do, they don't understand what it takes to get it done. So they have no concept of that. And they just won't.
Right. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to say 7-3. I am pulling in the parking lot now, so I'm going to park my truck, and I'm going to head on in and hope for the best today and see what my day holds. So y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. It's KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day. Maybe things will go good for you today, and it'll be an easy day. KO4HKX.
73, Andrew. KN4 TFW. They had to go to Simpsonville yesterday morning.
Sorry, I doubled with you.
Go ahead.
I said, what was on your agenda for today?
A little bit of catch up from the outage, probably. And then yesterday morning, I had to go to Simpsonville. And then I went to Simpsonville and back by 8:50.
That
there before the traffic, you know what I mean, and then just turned right around and there was no northbound traffic.
I spent in front of it.
Hey, when I on the way back, it was backed up all the way past the airport from 385. No reason at all. There wasn't a wreck.
One person out there gawking at something and hitting their brakes or not wanting to run the speed limit causes all kinds of problems.
Or they want to stay in the left lane until the last second and then cut over in front of everybody and jam on the brakes to get off the exit.
Or HKX. Yeah, there's plenty of that.
Drive, it's like, man, everybody just being stupid. KN4 TFW.
Yesterday on Wade Hampton, while I was there, John's, and there's a guy on a motorcycle. He had to be running 100, 120 out on Wade Hampton.
He said that the car pulled out in front of him, right?
And with no helmet on, just a t-shirt and blue jeans.
People like that, they're going to end up in a wreck, and then they're going to try to blame it on somebody else, right?
That's the American way.
On the weather this morning, next Monday, you guys are supposed to be in the 30s.
Here, so, I mean, it's coming whether we like it or not.
Those roads we were on last weekend, they'd be really good if it, you know, if the snow started to fall and that, it'd probably be a nice ride. Probably on that gravel road, you'd be able to get good traction.
You have a problem. It's a long ways for help to get there.
How are you going to get any help? I didn't have any cell service the whole time I was up there. You got on top, you should be able to make Mount Mitchell or maybe this one.
You could probably make Mount Mitchell real easy from a handy.
Mount Mitchell.
I have not, be honest with you. Growing up, we didn't do anything like that. My parents were too busy with the bottle and extracurricular activities to take us to do anything like that.
When I just saw on the website, it said it was a four-hour hike to the top.
Yeah, I heard you telling Andrew about that. I'm up to that.
Ready yet? Is that I did. They said it's 6 miles one way. I did 6 miles, you know, on a round trip, and I was pretty much done after that. I would never make it back to the car. And it says there's no shuttle service.
It's not level flat ground either.
Some of the comments, a lot of people said that it isn't bad except for the last 300 yards.
Kid or a young adult, that wouldn't have been no big deal for me. But right now, with my knee the way it is, I don't think I can make it at all.
If you had anything wrong with your legs or your feet, you'd be in bad shape.
Fun to go do something like that, but like I said, I just don't know that I can do it now.
Say it's the highest point east of the Mississippi.
Or Grandfather Mountain, where that.
Grandfather Mountain. I hadn't been up there in a long, long time. With the Mount Mitchell, it's so popular, they, you know, when the parking lot gets full, they close it until it clears out some.
Way over here, Pisgah National Forest, except they don't close it. They just keep letting them pile in. I mean, there'll be days, it'll take you, there'll be people sitting there for hours trying to get out of the red light at the entrance.
The road we were on was riding through the Pisgah National Forest.
If you like riding the gravel roads, you can come up here and ride Candy's Creek, and it'll run all the way from Pisgah Forest all the way to the top of 215.
15?
Yes, sir.
Get out on my map.
We got out and rode those dirt roads and, with the cooler in the back, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's one you didn't go off in a ravine, right?
Yes, sir. And I was sitting on the bed rails of the truck, just having a good time.
You used to ride with my uncle back up there. Are you familiar up there at, like, the Gap Creek Road up there? And up there by Jones Gap and stuff like that.
215's up that way. It comes out up in that area.
We used to ride with him and that, and there'd be, I know, no less than 100 empty beer cans in the back seat.
We were in a little Chevy Love pickup truck, and they'd be me and my brother in the back, and probably two or three other guys with hanging out there, and then Mom and Roger in the cab. I mean, it'd just be a group of people. And it was just something else to see. You might pass two cars a day up there. Now I bet you couldn't drive across there without having like a four lane.
About that, we didn't see many cars until we got close to that max patch and that, and I pulled off to the edge to look at a sign. There was about five or six cars past me.
I'm going to have to say 10. I'm going to have to say 7-3 and have a good day. Stay safe, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your phone.
73, Patrick. Have an awesome day. Stay safe, and I'll maybe try to catch you this afternoon. KN4, TFW.